Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome back once again to JG BW Relationship Show. I'm your host, Max, a.k.a. the Black Dr. Phil. And as always, we got Sasha in the house. You there?
Good evening, everyone. Yeah, I'm here. I am love.
Hey, I know it's been a while. And a whole bunch of... You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can
Hello?
You hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you good. Well, okay. We have, since our last show, we have a whole bunch of things happening with BBW Adult Radio, our BBW Relationship Show, and everything else. So we're just going to get right into the church announcement. First off, we want to say that this show will be coming on our new and upcoming show, SNL Radio, that Sasha and I have put together. We'll be doing everything from sports, entertainment, hot button issues, everything if you want to talk about any of those things. So that's coming out. Our first debut show will be broadcasting live on Wednesday the 19th on SNL Radio. You can find it on Blog Talk. You can go also hit up our page, Sasha Max. And you also hit up our like page, which is SNM Radio, and like our page and all those shows and information about our show that we'll be doing, Buying Together, will be on that page too. And also on my page, Max Rice. So all the information about that will be on there. So this show will be debuting on SNM Radio. So
yeah,
it'll be a
transition.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And it'll be at 11. SNM Radio will be on at 11 p.m. And like you said, the first show will be August the 19th. And we will have Juicy there from BBWs of Atlanta. She'll come on. She's going to come on like the second part of the show. But definitely listening in and to the whole show. But she will definitely be on there. SNM Radio is the new production company that Max and I have come up with, and that's the reason why we're putting everything under one umbrella. So, like he said, this show will still be live, it will still be on, but it will be on SNM Radio, and it's going to be good. It's going to be fun. It's going to be different. So check it out. Let us know what you think, and you can find the information also on his stuff, on his page, and also look for it on Night Talks with Sasha. I'll be posting it there. We're going to probably do another show to let everyone know about it before the 19th so that we can get that, you know, get that interest, garner that interest to the show. But it'll be coming on at 11 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
Yes, so watch out for that. We got all, you know, it's not just a talk show, it's an entertainment show. We'll keep you informed about anything that's going on in the world, and not only that, but we'll also keep your mind entertained and anything else you need entertained. And
yeah,
knowledge is about
exactly. Exactly. And it's going to, and another thing is going to have sports. So if, you know, the football season, you're into football, baseball, whatever you're into, that's going to be on there. That's right up Max's alley. So he's going to have that. He's going to talk about that. I'm going to do the entertainment. And in the midst of that, we're going to do, you know, we're going to have guests come on. We're still going to have people come on, promote themselves. Still going to be, and we're going to add some more interesting things. So it's definitely going to be fun. So tune in. Definitely tune in.
And if you want to, you know, be a guest on our show, you can hit up, you know, either Max and Sasha, my page, what else? You can even hit up, you know, my I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say you can also hit up the Sasha Max page on Facebook. You can hit up the S&M radio page on Facebook. You can also leave a message, get my inbox on my Night Talks with Sasha page. I'm very active on that page, so I'm always checking it. So if you want to leave a message, you can do that. And I reply back. So it's not like someone's just leaving a message and they never get an answer back. I reply back to all inbox messages that I get on my page. So.
Yeah, so if you got, you do poems, you do music, you're a producer, a director, even if you're a porn star, hit us up. You want to get your name and your product, whatever it is that you're doing out there on S&M Radio.
Yeah, exactly. Hit us up, because that's what we like to do. We like to give people an opportunity to promote themselves by using our platform. And also, it's interesting to see what people are doing, so it's not just garnered to porn or whatever. It's everyone. Like you said, you got book, you're a writer, you got some music, you got a mixtape coming out. Hit us up, because we want to get it out there. We want you to have a place to promote yourself and let people know who you are and what you're doing. So definitely look into hitting up S&M Radio.
And then, one more thing. We also got, JGE travel show, too. That's coming up. That's also going to be set up on S&M Productions, so look out for that, too. So we're going to give you the greatest deals, information about traveling, how to where to catch the greatest flights, the top 10 destinations, and about insurance, about when you're going to travel and what insurance is good for when you're going, especially when you're going abroad to another country, what's the best insurance to get,
yeah.
Stuff like that. Because there's a lot of stuff in travel. A lot of people hit me up a lot of times. I need to know, I want to go over Europe. Is there any kind of shots that I need? Is my passport up to date? And where do I get a passport? Or, how can I get I'm going to Europe in 2 weeks. Can I get a fast passport? And yeah, you can do all that, and we're going to let you all that, give you all that information and other information that you need. You also hit up JGE Travel. If you've got any travel questions or concerns about traveling, you can hit me up at JGE Travel on my page, and I'll reply back to you on that. And I got a whole knowledgeable travel team that's knowledgeable. It's not just somebody that, I don't pull off the street and say, hey, come on in, I need somebody to do this. No, these are knowledgeable people that have trained specifically for my company, because we deal specifically for the plus-size community. So if you're a BBW, SSBBW, a Big Handsome Man, BHM, we directly, work with you to get you what you got to get for your travel needs.
Mm-hmm. We also give you tips about traveling places, what you have to do, because, there are some of us in the BBW and supersized BBW world that have disabilities. So, this is nothing to be ashamed about. If you have to use a wheelchair, you have to use a wheelchair. If you don't, you don't. But, we give you tips and info of places to go, how to get that stuff, how to get what you need. If you need some help on a cruise, and they have the scooters, definitely let us know and can hook you up with that. So got you covered in all aspects and all areas when it comes to traveling. Like JG Travel says, you dream it, we plan it, you live it. So, definitely dream it. Let us help you plan it so that you can live out your dreams and fantasies however you want to through travel. So.
That's right. So without further ado, we're going to get right into the show, which is a fast lane of relationships. What I mean by that is a lot of people say, what's that mean? It means, how fast do you get into relationships? And what's your normal wait time to put forth your whole effort into it? Is it at the beginning? Is it in the middle? Or you just sit back and watch and take it slowly, see where things progress? So my first question is, I got this question from a group that I was in. When it comes to relationships, when do you disclose all your information? Let's say you are $30,000 in debt. When do you disclose that? Or when do you disclose that, you know, you didn't have 5 abortions? Or do you expose that at all? When it comes to relationships.
Oh, you asking me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought you told somebody else, my bad. Wouldn't you disclose? I mean, for me personally, I think certain things should be disclosed as need, on an as need to know basis. I don't think that you should run into a relationship. You've only been with the person 6 months and they know your whole life history. I think you should go, you know, take your time. Don't throw everything out there at one time, because just because you think you got the person, oh, I got them, I can tell them everything. No, because you tell everything, it can make someone run through the heels. So I think it's a need-to-know basis. So that's how I feel. You know, there's a difference between disclosing info to get to know someone. When it comes to if I'm in debt, I think that should be disclosed when we're making that, when we've solidified that there's going to be a relationship and we've been in this relationship for a year. I think that that's a good time to let someone know that you're dead. Hopefully you're working on it.
If you're that much in debt and I sort of are not up to, maybe I'm like, you know, $5,000-$8,000 in debt, you know, I'm about to say, you know what, I'm about to back off from you because you're going to really mess up my credit, because what are we going to do if we get married? Your credit going to become my credit. And you $30,000 in debt.
I'm listening.
And if you $30,000 in debt, you're already in debt before the ink dries. So it's like, well, damn. We $30,000 in debt. You know, with marriage, you know, you're going to accumulate even more, because now you got the wedding, you got the ring, and now, you know, so you're just taking care of yourself. Now you got to take care of the extra person in the house. So to me, it's like, if you're that much in debt, it's like, wow, $30,000 in debt. Another thing, too, is like I said, with the credit thing, if you got yourself set and the other person's credit is jacked up, it really going to mess up your credit score. So it's like, you know, that's another thing I guess you have to take a look at when you get into a relationship. So some women will be like, well, how much do you make? Well, okay, I'm making this much. Okay, well, are you in debt? That's the second question. Are you in debt? You are. How much are you in debt? Because I really don't want to jack up my credit score.
Well, I mean, I get that. If you're looking for something, I guess my point of view is, just because we've been together for a year, doesn't necessarily mean we're going to stay together. I know that you're supposed to date for a purpose, and I get that, but there are other unforeseen situations that could put that relationship in jeopardy, not just besides the fact that I might be in debt. You know what I'm saying? Go with that intent of dating for, like I said, for purpose, but it doesn't always work out that way. If you if a person is $30,000 in debt, and they're not trying, I mean, I think it has a lot to do with what kind of debt. If it's just, you know, credit card debt, you just got credit cards out there just floating around, and you just spent money crazily. Yeah. But if it's debt that you accumulated from student loans and trying to get your education, to me, that's a different type of debt. There, you know what I'm saying? There's a debt. Oh, I was trying to do something with myself and I got into debt versus I just don't pay my dang on bills. You know what I'm saying? Because a person can be in.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
A person can be in debt, you know, and I'll put it out there. I got student loans. I'm in debt in my student loans, but I pay my bills. You know what I'm saying? I have some stuff out there that is out there, but it's not just because I was just crazy doing some off-the-wall mess and got myself in trouble. And it's some things that could be fixable. So I get where you're coming from, too, but I also think that you have to, just like anyone else, you have to take it, you know, person to person, basis to basis, you know? But, yeah, I agree. And if you just dating to date and you're just having fun, and you're dating someone, I still feel like it's on a need to know basis, because knowing too much about someone, and you can say this as a man, when you find out too much about a woman, does it not at times turn you off? Like if she tries to be too open and too transparent, sometimes that can be a little off-putting to a man also, right or wrong.
It can be. Like I had this girl, we was talking and she was like, well, I'm allergic to condoms. Like, well, you can put on, you know, I could put on a latex condom with her. She's like, no, I already did it. I won't work. And she tried to convince, if I get pregnant, I have an abortion. And then she let it slip out. She was like, well, because I already had a couple before. And then she was like, let me shut my mouth. And I was like, well, damn. I was like,
my.
And she already had two kids. I'm like, ooh, okay. Let me back up here now. Take a big look at this picture right here.
Yeah.
What has she been doing?
Because sometimes loose lips can sink a ship, you know. You know, so I think and money is a very complicated thing. I kind of go where, you know, we've just been dating for a while or whatnot. We really haven't solidified or made a commitment to each other. How I pay my bills is really not your concern. I think until that conversation comes up and we said we are together and we made that move to be in a relationship, then I can see a conversation about financial woes or whatnot can come. Where that may be an issue that needs to be discussed. But if we haven't committed ourselves to each other, how I pay my bills or how I don't pay my bills, I really don't think that's anyone's concern. As long as I'm not coming to you, bumming off you for some damn money.
Don't worry.
And vice versa. If I, you know, don't come to me talking about your cell phone off. What's up, G-Man? What's up, man?
You come trying to borrow some money from me, your ass is going to get fucking disappointed.
Exactly.
Your ass did better go to a bank that ain't open.
Big ass. You gonna come out with some powder across your jaw.
Hey, that's all good too, but I'll be damned if you gonna get my money. Shit, I'm trying to get your money.
Yes,
this is the 21st century. You know, you got women's rights and shit. Now, women don't mind paying, so I don't mind taking. Damn, skip.
No.
Let me ask this, Jimmy. Let me say, if you was 40 years younger, okay? And
damn, I'd still be in my 30s.
Yeah.
Fuck. You ain't did shit now. You better go down tomorrow.
And so if you were in your 30s and you were dating a woman who still, let's say, lived with her mama and she ain't had no kids, would you date her?
Well, you ain't talking. That ain't even an American question, man. That shit ain't real. That shit sound like fucking what? What's that Andy and Opie shit, you know, on that shit don't sound real, man. No kids? No, bro. I don't know. I can't comprehend that one. That one I can't
I was a big time hoe.
See, that's the shit you need to be asking. So is you a hoe or is you not a hoe?
I had turned in my whole card about 3 years ago. I'm so old the fucking shit expired, you know. They canceled my shit. They stabbed my shit and said retired. He a retired hoe.
Sad.
That's right.
Sad.
You better hope you get old enough to be a retired hoe.
No, I'm good. I'm good,
huh? Yeah, you're right. Shit.
I'm good, huh?
So would you date somebody who still a woman who still live with their mama?
Ain't no such thing as dating. You just fucking or you having fun? What do you get with that dating shit for?
What year
are you in? You in 1970 something? Ain't nobody dating. We just fucking having fun.
You would be talking about courting. That's what you'll be.
Hell no. This ain't no fucking Barney type shit. You talking Beverly Hillbillies. Hell no. You be talking about motherfucker with a shotgun at your head talking about what time you going to bring my daughter home. The bitch ain't coming home till she suck my dick. No.
See? That's the whole tendency.
That's right.
That's right. So let me ask you the same question. Would you date somebody who still was like lived with their mama and they was in their 30s?
It's been so long since I met a woman that was living with their mama.
I don't know about that. If you living with your mother if he's living with his mother for certain circumstances, then okay, yeah, you know, mama's sick, whatever. But if it's just because you can't get nowhere to live, no. I can't do it. Where we gonna chill at? That shit going to the hotel and whatnot. That gets you.
What hotel? The nigga ain't living with his mama. What hotel?
Just saying.
You better sneak in there where somebody left their card.
Hell no. I got too old for that. I used to do that in my teenage years.
A hotel, depending on what kind you go to. You going to $80+ hotel, then y'all, I can see that, and he paying for it, or you splitting the cost, whatever, or y'all taking turns. Then okay, I can see that, but you know, that's if he really wanted to get down. It's not like he's saying, well, I got a friend over here, he gonna let me use his crib, or you know, I can go, you know, rent a $39 motel over here. We can go get busy in it, or we can go split in the car.
Oh no.
Well, there are women who, you know, you do that will. Well,
your ass is going
car,
to jail. How come you ain't in jail now? Oh, you must have just got out. How the fuck you gonna sit in the car fucking? You know your ass done got busted.
If you know, that's a hard question. That's a hard thing for me because about that, I've had men come up to me, you know, I have my own home and whatnot, and then dealing with men that sometimes don't have that, I've been called a snob or stuck up and all those other things because I wouldn't do that. It's kind of hard for me to gauge that.
Sasha, you ain't a snob, baby. That motherfucker need to get off his ass and get a job. You
I don't think
snob.
I'm a snob either. I don't.
I think you are personally, but I'm just saying you're not. Technically, you're not. Personally, you are, but technically, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
I still say, baby, you need to get the fuck off his ass and get a job.
Exactly. So back to the original question, nah, that can't work for me. You gotta have some.
So,
it's just like those
so
phones.
Let's just say he has a job. He making, let's say, $15, $18 an hour. He just figured, why am I gonna give my money to the white man? When I could just keep it here at home and help my mother pay the bills and get her stuff, and you know, help her with her bills. And so when I find somebody, we can actually get a place together. God knows one.
So you're gonna be playing. So you sound like you're gonna be trying to take care of two households. Make up your mind, man.
No, it's like if you're living with your mother or anybody, okay, you just take care. But when you get married, you move out of your mama's, wherever you're living with, and you take care of one household. But if you're at home and you help your mother pay the bills and pay the rent, if there's any, or the mortgage or whatever, then, hey, I'm on money. You know me. I like to save money. My thing is, you know, I've been out here, you know, paying mortgages and rent, okay? And it's like, okay, was that a waste of money? To me, yeah, it was, because I'm like, well, damn, I'm paying X amount of dollars a month, even though it's half of it, for 2.5 years. I'm thinking to myself, damn, that's a good X amount of dollars. I could have bought a brand new car for that. Because I'm paying half of these bills in this other house. I could have bought a brand new car. That's a lot of money I was burning up. Well, shit. I could just stay back over here.
I don't disagree with you. I mean, if that's what he's doing and the woman he's with agrees with that and go with that, I say make it do what it do. You know.
Well, I'm going to put it real to you. When Hurricane Katrina hit, I ended up staying with my mama for real. You know, and it lasted for one fucking month because I couldn't take no more. And I love my mother. But my dick get hard. I got to get out of here. I had to go and get me some pussy. I'm not trying to be fucking in my mama house. No, I just have certain scruples. There's some shit I just won't do. I won't fuck in my mama house.
Exactly.
I'm coming over to your house. But it took a whole month for me to figure that shit out. I had to get the hell out of there.
Mm-hmm. I agree on that. I felt the same way. I thought the same way.
I'm not going to let no chick get no fucking dildo talking about fuck me in the ass. There's some shit I just ain't going to do. You know,
mm-hmm.
it just this don't mm-hmm. work. It just don't come in my character.
Me either. No.
Yeah.
Them what you call having my values.
At least two of them.
Good question. Why do you think people keep going through the same thing over and over again? if they'll get with the same guy or the same female, you know, for 10 years, even though it's a, you know, they'll find girl number one, stay with them for 5-6 years, they knew things was gonna work out, but they'll stay connected with that person, and 10 years down the line, like, you know what, I need to move on. Then they go get the same person they just left, and they get to the same relationship for 5-6 years, and they already know from the jump it wasn't working out. What makes people stay in a bad relationship?
Motherfuckers like torture. They like fucking horror shows. They like to go to movies where motherfuckers get their dicks cut off and shit. You know, that's the kind of motherfuckers they like that.
That's traumatic.
That's horror fucking movie. Living horribly. You want to be in a bad shit? That's because your ass enjoyed being a victim. Fuck that. You got to go.
Misery,
you need Dr. Phil. You need Jesus and Dr. Phil. That's what you need. Either one. Take either one. Or take them both if you need them both.
Could
it be the sex?
Yeah. Yes.
That's the only thing they're getting out of it is just the sex. Like, okay, I want a nasty freak.
Yeah, because some women get digmatized. They get caught up on that song, and he doing that shit, you know, and he don't whisper in their ear. You know how y'all niggas do, put that hand around the throat real good and whisper in their ear while you fucking her and talking about, yeah, bitch, this my shit now. And then they don't blow her fucking brains up.
Wait. Are you talking from experience or what? Come on now.
Yeah.
You're the one doing the choking. You're the one doing the choking.
You did that deep voice real good. So I think you did that shit real. I was like, whoa, she did it better than me. Fuck.
Go ahead, girl. She's fine, bitch.
Yeah.
And my pussy, bitch. Don't fucking move, bitch.
Exactly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. So now the dick done got her hostage. And so she knows he a bonish ass nigga, but he done told her that she in her ear. And that helped her home. So, yeah, some people deal with that because the dick is good. Or the pussy is good. The head is good. And, you know, I just don't want to go out here and try to find somebody else to tell me to make it his fit. Oh, I'm going to stay with this bumish ass nigga because I know he ain't no damn good. You know? And some people don't learn that lesson. They didn't learn anything. Like, they'll get out of one bad situation, and instead of taking the time to reevaluate some things, they'll just say, oh, it was him. Oh, it was her. She crazy as hell like her damn mama. And instead of him realizing, nah, nigga, it's you. You know, so and they go right back into another relationship instead of taking the time to deal with the past or whatever their issues are. So that's why people run into the same crap because they don't fix anything.
When I saw Dr. Phil, this is the shit they said. Them motherfuckers with no self-esteem. They went from low self-esteem to no self-esteem are the ones that perpetrate shit like that keep going in the circle because they don't know how to get out of it. They done went from not giving a fuck to this don't give shit.
Yep. It's all
they
about
don't care who, they don't care how they do it to them. That remind me of my boy. He told me one time, he said, I fucked this chick so bad, this bitch had to go to the hospice. She went to hospice, bro. He said, yep, she's in hospice right now. I fucked her that
just
good.
Just dying.
I'm trying to tell you.
She was dying for a cause. She just dying for the damn cause. Like, my nigga.
I told her, hey, motherfucker, I said, I want to go visit her. Where's she at?
Exactly. Send her some flowers. Like,
I ain't never heard no shit like that. How you going to say, you know, fuck some woman so bad, her ass in hospice now? That's cold-blooded.
That's just ridiculous.
That's that monitoring shit. So what's the question? Where we at now, moderator?
Where the fuck either went to? Either took him a, he taking him a bathroom break or something. Now bring your ass on back out here.
He's thinking too.
Oh shit! Yeah, he's thinking we in trouble now. He got his head hurting.
Yeah,
that
deep
boy
fucked him up. He don't know what to do.
He's still looking for that girlfriend. That bitch that keep fucking over him. He's still looking. Where she at? Let it go, bro. Let it go. You know me, man. You know how I wrote. Let that shit go.
Come back.
You can call
come
it
back.
Bunch of Brains Part 2.
On
just,
three, on four.
I'm trying to tell you. You can have a whole series of motherfuckers like that.
Wow. Wow. Okay, moderator, go ahead. We listen.
Damn, y'all got me discombobulated now. Let me see.
Here's one now.
You in hospice. Who the fuck are you in hospice?
We're going to have to visit his ass now.
Who the fuck are you in hospice?
I'm trying to tell you. We just going to Skype you. We ain't coming to visit you. Fuck that.
Nope. Nobody. No. I need somebody to help me hospice. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
I got nothing.
You
to
got
me,
a built.
So.
You got a built up.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Oh my god.
She all got me laughing. I'm burning my pots up.
You know your ass can't cook anymore. What are you talking about?
Oh shit! I'm a fucking chef. How do you think I get pussy now?
Ramen noodles is not a chef worthy name. Okay.
This ain't no ramen noodles, nigga. But okay. You know what I'm saying? You know nothing we're talking from experience. Okay. I hate you.
But what's that?
I said, Todd Ramen ain't good cooking either.
Exactly.
See, y'all gonna fuck up, and I'm gonna have to baptize this whole damn crew. Go ahead. Keep fucking with me here. Hold on, I gotta put on my sunglasses. All right, go ahead. I can hear you now.
Okay.
Who about to score in your face?
Say what?
I said you gotta put on sunglasses. It's nice. Who about to score in your face?
No, just so I could hear your ass. That's why I had to put on my glasses.
Oh, you said your glasses. I thought you said your sunglasses.
That's right.
Oh, okay. God.
Keep up, man. What's wrong with you today, bro? You ain't took your medicine?
I'm just wondering why you're putting on sunglasses in nighttime.
And you paying attention to that shit. That's why I'm laughing at Pitt. Keep up with me now. Go ahead. You're getting too serious for me, bro. That's it. We're going to have to put you back on the meds again. This shit ain't working. That old shit ain't working. We have to get you some new shit now.
I got double up on my medication.
I'm trying to tell you because the shit you taking now ain't working. Take it back. Go get your money back.
Well, let's see. All right, let's get back to it. Now, can a man get, what do they call that, pussy whip for a long period of time?
Sprung. They call it sprung.
They call it what?
Sprung.
They call it sprung.
Sprung?
S-P-R-U-N-G. Sprung. Yeah, y'all act like y'all ain't never heard that shit before. You
ain't
been sprung before?
That's old. I forgot about that term.
Okay, go ahead then. I'm sorry. You modern motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's right. That's old.
Go ahead. I yield to the modern motherfuckers. Go ahead.
Don't do it. It's the same damn thing. Sprung, pussy whip.
Damn, hot, Skippy.
Hot on the cat juice. I don't know. On the
cat juice. What the hell? Damn. Cat juice. Damn.
But what is the question, Max?
Have you ever known somebody to be sprung?
Oh, hell yeah. I've been sprung before. Shit, I admit to that. It took, what, about 2 weeks, and that was it?
2 weeks.
That's right. The bitch was like, pussy was like crack. Shit. Had me all looking, peeking and shit. Oh, hell no. I can't do this.
Yeah.
That shit crazy.
What's up, Pookie? What's up, Pookie?
That shit, that pussy was scary. No. Yeah. I had to leave that one alone. I had to abstain. That's right. It was that good. I was scared of that shit.
But let me ask you this. All right, did she get any money out of you?
Some. Yes, she did. I admit to it. Yeah. She probably got your money too.
She got my money too.
Y'all fucking the same, boy. Bros before hoes, so it is true. Bros before
hoes. I ain't
never given nobody
no ass, man.
Oh, okay. You tell that lie to them here. Keep telling them that lie. Okay.
Wait, I bought some ass.
I ain't going to lie to you.
Wait, hold on. Wait, I'm trying to think. Wait, hold on. Y'all carry on the conversation. Wait, too many people we know now.
Okay, but oh yeah, I purchased some ass. Anytime you spend time, money, effort, you're spending and purchasing some ass. Thank you.
Hello.
It ain't got to be monetary, brother. You can't recapture that fucking time that you spent chasing that pussy.
Yes,
moving right along. Let the church say amen.
That's what you call a short-term investment. Ain't long-term to short-term.
That's what you call investment?
So
you camouflage that shit and call it an investment. That's still paying for it.
Yeah, the short-term investment. It's kind of like with the...
Okay. All right. We all done bought some asses and dick sometime in some point in our life. We done bought it whether we was conscious of it or just doing shit to do it. We all done bought some ass. So, yeah. That's why dating is a job, because you're paying for it.
What's that?
I said that's why some people consider dating a second job.
Oh, dang.
Makes sense. Some motherfuckers need to be fired then, too.
Hello.
For real.
And drug testing and everything.
That's true. That should be a fucking requirement.
Exactly. They need to be retrained.
And fucking the neuro disease test.
No.
I don't talk about the card you had last year. I'm talking about your most recent card, motherfucker. Don't be coming up here with that shit.
That was a good one. I forgot about that one. At some point in time, I believe, like G-Man said, you know, and we all about to ask some point in time.
Everybody has.
Yeah.
I don't care which way you slice it.
Exactly.
And the easiest way to explain it is, do you think your time is considered valuable? If a motherfucker say yeah, well, you spent.
Exactly. You work.
You spent. You know, just face up to it. Everybody's